Youth of color are treated differently than their white peers, according to a recent report from the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah. The report shows significant racial inequality in the state juvenile justice system, even when youth commit the same crime. ACLU of Utah Strategic Communications Manager Anna Thomas says the system needs reform.
Those kids are treated more harshly and given more harsh dispositions. And we know that implicit bias, not intentional cruelty or overt racism necessarily, but implicit bias and negative stereotypes and assumptions about these kids and about their families play into judges, probation officers, other people throughout the system, making different judgments for kids of color than they do for white kids.
Thomas hopes the report will draw public attention to House Bill 239, a reform amendment sponsored by Lowry Snow. The bill is moving through the justice system right now.
We believe that there are some excellent reforms proposed in this bill that will help start reducing these racial disparities by adding more structure to the sentencing process in the juvenile justice system, requiring cultural competency and juvenile development training for people who work in the system, and then also making sure that kids who are poor or don't have as many resources as other kids don't end up serving time in detention simply because they can't pay off restitution or fines.
The report draws in-depth data and information from the Utah Juvenile Justice Working Group report released in November 2016. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.